Hey there, I'm John Wayne, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about analytics, community analytics that drive the community to grow, that drives engagement, and it drives return on your investment. And so, a lot of times people will ask me, "Hey, John Wayne, can you tell me a little bit about metrics? What metrics should we be measuring?" And the direct answer to that is it really depends. It depends on the type of organization you are and what's important to you. I always start with the basic fundamental that there are two components to a community. There is the business goal, and then there is what's in it for me for the people who are the members of that community. Now, from the business goal, bottom line usually comes down to revenue. Are we increasing revenue? How do we do that? And the basic formula goes: increase engagement, ask users what they want, deliver it to them, and put that into a product or a service which they can buy. Right? That's the basic formula. So from a business perspective, what's the return? Well, the investment that they're putting up front is the amount of people and the amount of sheer volume of activity that's going into creating these products, right? Within a given community. Community software, almost all of them have dashboards and analytics suites which provide, things like unique contributors, the amount of active users, the amount of comments, posts, groups, events. And that has to be looked at in two segments. One of those is created by community members, and the other is all those types of things created by community managers. Do you see the distinction there? Because some of the older programs just couple these together, and you're not getting the right data. So again, let me just point that out. There's a very big distinction here. Generally, people will look at generic metrics such as comments, posts, groups, and events. You have to be able to look at that and dissect that so that which ones of those are created by community members and which one of those are created by community managers. Next, the total number of likes, comments on a specific, event topic or group, and then of course engagement metrics, likes and comments, posts, images, and then, on a daily, monthly, weekly, annual basis. Next, we talk a lot about what are the KPIs. People say, "Hey, what should we be measuring?" And it really depends at what stage you are in your maturity of your community. I usually say there's four different stages of maturity of a community. When people are just getting started, they have their launch, and then they have their emergent community. Generally, for about 6 months for people to really get involved, it depends upon a lot of factors. How big is your audience? Are they open to communication? And then that goes into the full-blown community, and then finally into a networked community. The difference between a community and a networked community is community means it's been launched, it's been around for 6 months to a year. That networked community means people are engaged. They're telling you everything because they have concern or comments, or they love or they like, they're engaged with you. And so it's time for you to start to listen. And then metrics. When we talk about metrics, so often what happens is metrics are given the back burner of a community. It becomes a reactive type of a process. Great, people have been here. We've got all this data. Now let's sift through it and see what we can find. And it's really the wrong way to look at metrics. Metrics should be very upfront and proactive. And so, how can you be proactive in your communities with your metrics? Well, you have to set the right KPIs. And in order to set the right KPIs, you have to know what it is that is important to the community and what you plan to offer. And that looks like, a full-blown plan for the year. And that breaks down into, content, strategy, and the different groups who will need metrics within your organization. Okay, so let's say you've had the meeting, with, your customer service, with your marketing, with sales, with maybe it's a group over operations or business integration, right? And so we've got these groups together, and we get the most important pieces for each of them. Maybe one of them within sales and marketing will be, we need new people. New people, new signups, new members. Awesome. That's one metric, right? We've got another metric of, hey, we need to retain our current customers. That's the operational piece. Okay, we better look at that as well. So new members, retaining customers as well. And then, what's the piece around engagement? The piece around engagement is how much time are people spending on this site? Are they opting in or are they opting out? Are they creating new ideas? How much time are people spending on those ideas? Is there a reduction in people coming to us for support? So support's another category. How much time is the call center spending on these types of questions versus the community? And so there's lots of different subsets we need to look at, lots of different buckets of strategies, but these can go into a big map. And then there's a different subset of metrics per group. And so then you actually have useful, engaging data to look at. What else can I talk about? I can talk about improved retention, right? And retention rates for those who engage in the community versus those who don't. And we can look at that on an individual basis or on a group basis within different pieces of software. What's the lifetime value of those who engage versus those who don't engage, right? Are they resubscribing or are they falling off if there's no activity at all within that user? So these are really useful tools to look at, right? From one view, you can say, give me a report based upon how many of my 1,000 members are engaging. Okay, maybe it's like 65% are engaging, 35% are not engaging. Okay, how does that show up when you cross that with how many people are signing up and how many people are not signing up? And so you can start to learn from this data in that way. You can start to look and do different types of surveys, which will give you a net promoter score and see if that is actually matching up. Measurements, right? It's always has to be done on a regular basis. It's always measuring the same things over and over so that you can see the trend. And then, there's tons of metrics to look at. I would say there's hundreds, if not thousands, anything from, logins to unique logins, people agreeing to the terms. The big buckets that you really want to look at is you want to look at consumption. You want to look at the different types of community members and which buckets they go into within their consumption. Are they creators? Are they contributors? Are they consumers? Are they just inactive? We want to look at engagement. And remember what I said before, that engagement's very particular to is an engagement, are people engaging with other members or are people engaging with community managers? It's a very big difference because if your goal is to get a community to start working on its own, that's going to be a more important metric to look at, such as training community advocates to handle a lot of the content on the website, a lot of the responses on the website versus the community manager. You want to move away sometimes, depending on the community, of the community manager always answering everything because you're building a dependency upon that. And then another category may be looking at perception. And that's the exact perception I'm talking about is this community driven by the members or is it community driven by the managers? And that's more of an adoption curve depending on the maturity of that community. So I hope you've learned a little bit about some analytics and why it's such a giant topic, why you need to look at it from the beginning and be proactive versus reactive. Giving yourself a plan and a strategy and working on this with a bigger team, not just within the context of the community or customer service or marketing, but many different levels across the organization that you can learn from all of these statistics.